This is Diola Saint introducing Saint Mark. Mark was a cousin of Barnabas the Apostle, but he was not a disciple of the Lord until Peter baptized him after Christ's resurrection. Mark's mother, Mary, owned a home in Jerusalem, which was a popular meeting spot for the apostles. Peter was led to this house when he was freed by the angel at night during his first captivity. Mark accompanied Paul and Barnabas on their first missionary journey to Cyprus, and was Barnabas's companion again when they both journeyed to the city a second time. Paul even asked for Mark to visit him in jail in order to help with Paul's missionary efforts there. Mark was also close to Peter. He was accepted as the interpreter, or mouthpiece of Peter, who spoke of him in his letters as "My son Mark." It was to Mark that Peter related the sayings of our Lord and the events in his life. At the urging of the Roman Christians, Mark tells us these stories in his Gospel, describing Christ as the Son of Man, using a simple, graphic style as seen through the eyes of Peter the fisherman. After the death of the apostles, Mark started the first Christian community in Alexandria, Egypt, and acted as its bishop for 10 years before he was killed for the faith in about 74 AD during the reign of Nero. His remains were taken to the city of Venice, where they are honored to this day in a church which bears his name. Mark is the patron saint of the city of Venice. Mark is usually pictured accompanied by a lion, because his gospel opens with a mention of the desert, and the lion is lord of the desert. May we always be our own masters in whatever environment we find ourselves, and that we keep in mind that our first responsibility is to do the will of God.